Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Practice number 6 here at Green Bay Packers training camp is in the books. We heard from Matt LaFleur this morning, and we kind of heard from him at the end of practice. We've heard from the players in the locker room, and now it's time to hear from you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to each and every one of you around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in and for utilizing Cheesehead TV in any way to connect with the Green Bay Packers, including here on a day where it was yet another hot one out there at Ray Nitschke Field. A lot going on, a lot to get to from the mundane kind of injury update stuff. Does sound like Marshawn Lloyd has escaped a long-term serious injury. Both Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur kind of danced around the subject, but Josh Jacobs in the locker room afterwards indicating that it shouldn't be long-term. He doesn't think it'll be long-term. Insider Josh Jacobs for you there. Dontavian Wicks missed practice, and we know Quay Walker is close. He continues to work in a lot of the drill stuff, the individual stuff, walkthrough, but he is yet to do any team stuff, full kind of pad scrimmage, what have you. He always kind of steps out when that occurs. But other than that, he's doing everything else, which is obviously a positive step. And speaking of positive steps, Elgton Jenkins was out there doing a lot of teamwork, not all of it. He did kind of go in and out at times. He would have two or three plays here, and then he would watch, and then he'd have a kind of a whole series, and then he'd step out. But first, you know, to get him out there at center, Jordan Love talked about it in the locker room afterwards, just nice to have the starting center back in place and participating. And I think you could really kind of see it, especially in some of the run plays. The pop in the middle was a bit different today. Some really good stuff there from Elgton, working his way back in. Big, big, huge play of the day and probably of camp. Matthew Golden in what looked like a post-corner route going up the left sideline on the corner. Left pretty much the entire defense in the dust. Hobbs was in coverage. It looked like Williams was over there as well at safety. Didn't matter. He ran away from everybody. Jordan Love hit him for a 60-yard touchdown during two-minute work. Just an outstanding play. And I tell you what, that's one highlight on the day from Golden, but he had yet another phenomenal practice. Whether he was working with the ones, whether he was with Willis and the twos, doesn't matter. His ability, his athleticism, his speed, obviously, all of that just jumps off the field. And certainly there are hiccups. There are times when you can tell he's a rookie. He's lining up in the wrong spot, or he's supposed to go in full motion and he only goes half motion. Those are, you know, wrinkles that need to be ironed out, no doubt about it. But you talk about a guy who is electric with the ball in his hands and who seemingly every single day making play after play. Exciting stuff from the rookie. A concerning note, injury-wise, was Aaron Banks heading into the Hudson Center not long after practice began. Continuing to deal with that back issue. Interested to see how they handle this, because obviously this isn't something you want continuously popping up throughout camp, let alone the entire season. I would suspect he's probably going to have to sit out a while. Would be my guess as a layman from sitting from the outside looking in. Can't imagine they want to keep trotting him out there and having him re-aggravate this thing, whatever he's dealing with there with the back. So we have yet to see the Elgton Jenkins, Aaron Banks combo that we've all been kind of excited to watch, but something to keep an eye on. Certainly, I'm sure Matt will be asked about it tomorrow. Maybe there's some reporting out later tonight. We'll see, but definitely not how you want to start Aaron Banks' career in Green Bay. And finally, got to talk about it. That's the headline of this video. Matt LaFleur going old school there at the end of practice. The ones were going against each other, and at some point, there was a bit of a scrum at the end of a play, and apparently, I did not see this firsthand, but Rashid Walker and Kingsley and Igbari got into it a little bit, and apparently Walker did something that really lit a fire under Matt LaFleur's ass. I did see LaFleur cursing him out and talking about how he doesn't appreciate that, and we don't want that around here, and then take a lap. I can't remember the last time I had a coach or saw a coach legit tell a guy to take a lap. I mean, it was like right out of a old school football film, which Walker eventually did, along with with some of his teammates, the starting offensive line, Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft ran the lap with him in, you know, solidarity, being good teammates. But that anger from LaFleur carried into the final kind of meeting of the entire team middle of the field, you could hear LaFleur, and he was not happy. He was certainly challenging guys and certainly telling them the kind of team he expects them to be. And he was certainly more livid than I think I have ever seen him at any point during training camp. So going to be interesting to see how Rashid responds, what, if any, kind of fallout from this incident might occur here going forward in camp. But something to keep an eye on. It's certainly, I would suspect, something that they're going to talk about being a heat of the moment thing and a good learning experience, etc. But man, it is not a usual occurrence for LaFleur to blow his top like that. So something to keep an eye on. What's going on, everybody? So good to see everybody in the comment section. Everybody chiming in. Dennis is here, of course. What's up, Dennis? Before we get going, we got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King, based in Wisconsin since 1992. Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the game, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. Let's see what you got for me today. What's going on, everybody? Lance the Pants. Look at these. Look at this super chat. Thank you so much, buddy. I'm back. Thoughts? Lance the Pants, let me tell you something, man. I have so many thoughts, especially about you being back. I probably won't share them now with the group because it's probably just between, you know, you and me and the world about you being back. But you being back is awesome, man. And thanks for the support. I greatly appreciate it. So many thoughts. So many thoughts. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, happy to hear Lloyd's injury isn't serious. Looking forward to Isaiah Simmons, linebacker one this year. What do you think MLF was yelling at the team for? It's got to be an extension of the incident with Rashid Walker. I little doubt that's what kind of was the springboard into his addressing the team the way he did. I heard snippets of, you know, what he was talking about. We're not supposed to talk about direct conversations and or verbatim, you know, talk about what guys are saying as a coach, coaching staff, to the players, to each other, etc. So I'll just say it was very clear he was pissed, and it was unmistakable. As far as the Isaiah Simmons thing, I'm glad you brought that up because he has looked good. There's no doubt about it. But I will say, one thing that I had in my recap video from today that you can check out here on the channel, Tyron Hopper looks really good. He has flashed each and every day that I've been here. Now, I've seen, this is my, I think, my fourth practice. And, you know, it started without pads. And you think, okay, yeah, of course, he's an athlete. He's going to make some plays. But I tell you what, the pads have come on and it hasn't stopped. He has looked really good. He was all over the field today, whether it was a throw to the flat and a quick screen attempt from the offense that he legit read from the jump and arrived at the ball carrier, at the intended receiver, right when the ball did to dislodge it, to blowing up a running play in short yardage. He had a big pick of Jordan Love yesterday. He has been everywhere. And it is noticeable how he's not overthinking things. He is reading and reacting and letting himself just kind of flow with the action to the ball, making plays, arriving in a bad mood, wrapping up, making hits. It's fun to watch, man. And I'm not going to sit here and say like he's going to lock up that job, but I think he's got a chance to put his name in that conversation this preseason in particular. I think that's where, if he's going to, you know, make a claim or make a stake for, you know, being a part of that rotation at inside backer, especially at the strong side. Man, I tell you what, he's starting to lay claim to more playing time if he keeps this up. That is the big key. Joe, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Was Matt LaFleur mad when Mates joined Walker on his lap? I don't think so. I think he understands that's them supporting their teammate. He didn't seem perturbed by that at all. That didn't seem to bug him. E4, what's up, man? Injured star running back with a clean tackle back in high school. O-line was not happy with me. What are you supposed to do? It's football. Yeah, I hear you, man. like I said at the time, I said yesterday when I tweeted it out, it was a clean hit, a good football play, good stick. It's just not something you want to see in practice. Not in the NFL level where, you know, you're trying to keep your guys healthy. And if you have the angle and you're able to get and make the play, you would hope you would go high, thud it up, and then release and let them keep running. That's the whole idea of keeping guys healthy and being good for your teammates, right? But, yeah, Hobbs flew in there and went right at his leg and took him down. And if that was a game, that would be fucking awesome. If it was an opponent, you'd be loving it. It was great football. Just want to be a little smarter with your own teammates. Although, I don't know, man. It doesn't feel like Hobbs is letting up anytime soon. And it was interesting to hear Brian Gutekunst, when asked about it this morning, talk about, well, yeah, it's the play style that we really admired and wanted. It's the whole reason we signed him. And it sounded, I mean, you can go listen to the interview or the press conference. It sounded like he wants more of that from his team. You know, I do think, and this is something I talked about with Doug Gottlieb this afternoon on his radio show, I think a big component of what Brian has done and is doing as general manager is trying to turn away from a team that, or a franchise that has been so dependent on the quarterback for 30 plus years, right? I mean, that has been the absolute kind of stamp on the Green Bay Packers for 30 years, right? High level, Hall of Fame level quarterback play. And if that quarterback has an off day or isn't able to do it, then you're going to lose that football game. And I think a big part of what Brian's been trying to do here in Green Bay is to build a team that can win in other ways and that can win in a different style than has been kind of the norm around Green Bay for the last several decades, right? I'm not saying it's been smooth. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I think he likes seeing Hobbs getting after it, you know, and that's a fine line, but, you know, he's got to, you know, tell the coaches, like, this is the guy for you and this is your new corner. The coach has got to make it work. But I think Brian enjoys that. And I think that's the hope, is that there's a little bit more of that on the defensive side of the ball. And I, for one, I'm here for it. I love the play style. I love Hobbs as a player. He's one of those guys that is real pesky and annoying if he's on the opposing team, facing you. But if, you know, that's your guy, that's a player you're going to love. No doubt about it. DW Towel, what's up, man? How are you? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think that Matt LaFleur is feeling the pressure? He sure seems a lot more edgy and surly. Random Packer Travis Roadrunner Williams. Ooh, good pull. Now, I don't think it's anything to do with that. I don't think it's, you know, driven by job status or anything like that. I think he just knows it's time for this team to take another step. Done being the happy to be there with the youngest team. We made the playoffs. Isn't that great? Man, no. That's all done now. This is a team that needs to win the division. And needs to compete for a championship. And that's what Brian talked about at the end of the season. I think Matt is in lockstep with that idea. So, yeah, we're done kind of bringing them along, right? Watching them grow, watching them develop. No. It's time now. It's time to take the step in becoming, you know, the team to beat again, the way we've been used to in Green Bay for a while. You know, that certainly hasn't been the case in the last couple of years. And I think it's definitely time to take that step. And I think that is what you've seen from LaFleur when you're talking about him being a little edgier and a little bit more maybe impatient, what have you. Call it what you will, but there is an edge there. I agree. But I do think it's driven by the idea that this is a team that needs to take a significant step forward as a collective and become a complete football team that, you know, can control the game the way they talked about at the end of last year, which they struggled to do so mightily down the stretch in 24. E4, what's up? Thanks again, man. Like the Cheesehead TV helmet. Thank you. This was done by Spencer and was in the New York office there on the West Side for a decade plus. Been in New York forever, and Corey and Rachel brought it back here to Green Bay. Good times. Good times. Brandy, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. More enjoyable, farmer's tan from training camp or a frozen nose after a playoff win? Oh, definitely the frozen nose. No question about it. I hate summer. I was talking to Adam Stenovich about this on the walk over back from practice. I hate summer. I'm glad camp is here because that means we're closer to fall and closer to football and getting done with summer, because summer sucks, man. So, yeah, I get the what is it? Farmer's tan, whatever, you know, getting sunburned, whatever. Like, that's part of the gig and fine, but I feel no way about it. Like, a cold nose after a playoff win, that's living life. I'll take that every time. Brandon Miller, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Not to get ahead too far, but does Hopper and Simmons' performance plus McDuffie's second-year contract perhaps gives Goody pause on extending Quay? It's a totally legitimate question, but I doubt it. I think from everything that Brian has talked about, I mean, he's talked about it several times now, including with us on Cheesehead TV here a couple weeks ago now. He sees Quay as a long-term component of this defense, as a core member of the team. I know it's frustrating that he hasn't been able to participate in the team stuff yet, but he is out there. You know, the ankle injury is off the PUP, and hopefully we'll get him going sooner rather than later. But, you know, as far as those other guys, certainly they've started camp well, but there's a long way to go. And I do not doubt for a moment that once Quay is able to go, he will be getting a ton of those snaps, right? So, like I said, it's a legitimate question, and maybe things play out in a way that does give Brian pause. But right now, I don't think there's anything that's giving him pause. I think that's the plan. It's just a question of how they lay it out and when they make it happen. Aware 1285, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Terrible, take a lap. Hope you catch this reference. It does sound familiar, but I can't place it right off the top of my head. Terrible, take a lap. I know that does sound familiar, but at the moment, I am drawing a blank. See, Pack Daddy knows what's up. I'm with you, Nags. The older I get, the more I hate summer and love winter. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is a conversation I have with my girls all the time. They love summer. They love summer. I hate summer. If summer could be like 2 weeks, I'd be fine. Dan J., thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, Nags, is this the shortest wide receiver group we've seen in Green Bay in a while? Reed, Golden, and Hartman all under 6 feet. Any implications on play style? Matt kind of alluded to this today. I don't think so, but you are right. They are noticeably more demure, for lack of a better term, than they have traditionally liked them to be in Green Bay. They like those prototypical 6'2", 220, like, you know, freak athletes who can work over the middle and do stuff after the catch over the middle and take a physical kind of pounding on the stick route, the slant, what have you. The weather turns. That was always Ron Wolf's thing, right? And that's been their MO since Ron came to town, right? For, you know, since the early 90s. That has been their kind of prototypical wide receiver. But certainly these guys are a bit different. But I will say there was a play yesterday where Jordan Love hit Matthew Golden on the right sideline where, you know, there's perfect coverage on the play. Keyshawn Nixon is all over him. But Golden goes up and high points the ball. And it didn't matter that he wasn't 6'2", you know? He just knew how to play the ball perfectly. And I think there's some innate talent to these guys, to each one of them, that I'm not going to say it's going to overcome that, but I do think they're going to be able to make plays and they're going to certainly be able to do whatever LaFleur asks of them. As far as implications on play style, I highly doubt it simply because a lot of times, like, you can be in one kind of look and or personnel grouping, and then suddenly there's a change to the line of scrimmage. You've got to be able to do whatever's going to be asked of you. If Jordan Love makes an adjustment, changes something, etc., you've got to be able to do it all, you know? So I would suspect no, like in a major way. Maybe there's some massaging and or differences that we'll see along the way, and maybe that presents itself and Matt realizes he has to change some things. But right now, it doesn't feel like it. Right now, it feels like business as usual when it comes to the offense and the wide receiver group. Go Pack Go. Thanks again, man. Well, personally, as a UPS driver in this 95 New York heat, yes, summer fucking sucks, and I cannot wait to see my freezing nose off in the stands. Hate heat. Yes, I saw that it was like 98 today in New York, and I said, no bueno. No, thank you. Aware, thank you. It's always sunny. There you go. See, there you go. It's funny, though, because that's not one of my big shows. Never been a monster fan of that show, but I do appreciate it. What else we got here, folks? DW, I like it. Sorry, I live in Wisconsin and have to see 67 winters. I'd love to be warm for the 68th winter. Well, that's why they invented moving south. That's why Florida exists. Come on now. That's an easy win right there for you. I love all these people chiming in. I hate summer too. Jeremy, Nags, are you a beach guy? No. This is great. We went up to Lake George, my girlfriend and I, a couple weeks ago, and it was so fucking hot. But I packed a ton of beach stuff, and I got beach towels, and I was all ready. And I was kind of insistent. I was like, let's go, you know, we should go to the beach because there's a beach there. And finally, Sarah said, do you really want to go to the beach? And I was like, no. And she said, neither do I. And I said, wait a second. I thought you were a beach person. She's like, I thought you were a beach person suddenly, the way you were talking about. I was like, no. So neither one of us wanted to go to the beach. So we didn't go to the beach. And let me tell you, it was phenomenal. We stayed in, air conditioning, ordered room service. Beautiful day. An absolutely beautiful day. Peter, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, Aaron, it was awesome to meet you at camp. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for saying hello. And thanks to everybody who's saying hello throughout the day here at camp, each and every day. It is really, really amazing. Each and every summer when I come here, so many folks, you know, come up and say hello and talk Packers. And I got to tell you, it's bewildering to me how many folks talk about Packers Daily or Cheesehead TV in general and what you guys do to connect to the team through Cheesehead TV at all is just incredible. And I really thank each and every one of you. It's pretty amazing. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, don't forget, happy hour at the top of the hour, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. We'll see you there. Everyone else, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.